From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nicole Ogrisco with the news on this day in Maine, Monday, December 8th, 2025. Maine Senator Susan Collins and one of her Republican colleagues have put forward a proposal to extend Affordable Care Act subsidies, which are set to expire at the end of the year. But as Kevin Miller reports, they want a shorter extension than Democrats, and they also want income caps.
The Senate is poised to vote this Thursday on a Democratic proposal to extend the subsidies under the ACA for 3 years. Most Republicans are unlikely to support the Democrats' bill, but they're under pressure to come up with alternatives or else risk being blamed for allowing premiums to rise sharply on more than 20 million Americans starting January 1st. On Monday, Collins joined Republican Senator Bernie Moreno of Ohio in proposing a 2-year extension, which they described as a, quote, glide path off of the COVID-era subsidies. Their bill would also eliminate subsidies for households earning more than $200,000 a year, while requiring everyone who purchases insurance through an ACA marketplace to pay at least $25 a month. It was unclear Monday whether the Senate Republican caucus will coalesce behind the Moreno-Collins plan or one of the other GOP proposals being circulated. Maine Senator Angus King, an independent, has indicated that he will support the 3-year extension proposed by Democrats. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
The Maine Human Rights Commission is suing a 6th school district alleging discrimination against transgender students. MSAD 52 in Turner was added to the lawsuit on Friday following a school board vote that aligns the district's policy with an executive order from President Donald Trump that seeks to ban transgender athletes from participating in girls' sports. The Maine Human Rights Commission first filed a lawsuit back in November against schools in Hodgdon, Sullivan, Livermore Falls, Baileyville, and Richmond. The commission alleges the schools have adopted policies that violate state human rights law. It's asking a Kennebec Superior Court judge to order the schools to repeal them. Governor Janet Mills announced today that her student loan debt relief program has returned more than $140 million to Mainers over the last 3 years. Maddie Smith has more.
The program allows eligible Maine residents to receive an annual refundable tax credit for student loan payments up to $2,500. Supporters say it was designed to attract young workers to Maine and encourage those already here to stay. To qualify, borrowers must have earned their degree after 2007, meet a certain income threshold, and have made payments directly to their loan servicer while they lived in Maine. According to the administration, almost 30,000 Mainers received the reimbursement last year. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Maddie Smith.
In Sanford, a syringe service program is now closed for 1 year. City leaders signed an agreement with Maine Access Points to pause the program due to concerns about syringe waste. But Executive Director Anna McConnell says Maine Access Points collected more syringes than they distributed. And she says syringe exchanges are an evidence-based method that reduce the spread of the disease.
It's worth noting that this is happening during the worst HIV outbreak the state has ever seen.
There are roughly 30 HIV cases in Bangor, and public health officials say Cumberland County is experiencing an uptick of 5 new cases this year. McConnell says Maine Access Points will continue to provide HIV testing, naloxone, and other services during the pause of the syringe service program. Immigration and Customs Enforcement arrests are up nearly 75% in Maine compared to last year, as President Donald Trump's crackdown escalated over the summer. Ari Snyder reports.
Through mid-October, ICE has arrested 230 people in Maine. That's according to new figures from the Deportation Data Project released earlier this month. That works out to a 73% increase in average monthly arrests compared to 2024. Arrest rates accelerated beginning in June. Since then, ICE has averaged about one arrest per day. About 20% of those arrested have criminal convictions, the same proportion as last year. The rest have either pending charges or no criminal charges. Despite the increase, ICE arrests lag far behind detentions by Border Patrol agents in Maine, though many people arrested by Border Patrol are eventually transferred to ICE custody. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Ari Snyder.
After an oversight visit today to an ICE office in Scarborough, Maine Congresswoman Shelley Pingree says key questions remain unanswered. Pingree's visit was prompted by reports that ICE has been blocking attorneys from accompanying clients during routine check-ins at the facility. But Pingree says ICE officials told her that the restrictions were put in place by an independent contractor that manages an ankle monitoring tracking system.
The contractor is the one who often denies people the ability to bring their attorney in when they have a meeting for their annual, for their check-in, a routine kind of meeting, or some kind of a alternative to detention that goes on in here.
Representatives from the contractor, a company called Buy Incorporated, didn't show up at today's meeting, according to Pingree, who says her office will keep trying to get answers about why attorneys were not allowed in with their clients. Several Maine nonprofits have joined more than 200 environmental groups urging Congress to place a national moratorium on new AI data centers. The groups, including Defend Our Health, Physicians for Social Responsibility Maine, and Alliance of Maine Health Professionals for Climate Action, say the country needs time to develop stricter regulations on the facilities to protect the environment and human health. Peter McGuire reports.
Emily Carey Perez de Alejo from Defend Our Health says data centers are proliferating across the country with minimal regulation or oversight. Alejo says the facilities can use enormous amounts of water and energy and pose toxic risks to nearby communities.
We just need to slow down because this is going way too fast and it's causing a lot of harms. And we're going to find out about those harms after they have already been caused.
Developers are building huge data centers to serve demand from the boom in artificial intelligence and cryptocurrency computing. This fall, a company called Liquid Cool Solutions said it planned to build the state's first AI data center at the former Loring Air Base in Limestone. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Peter McGuire.
A local nonprofit has purchased the Nordic Heritage Outdoor Center in Presque Isle. The newly formed Northern Maine Community Trails purchased the center for $1 million from the Libra Foundation and Pineland Farms. Chris Condon, president of the nonprofit, says the group hopes to get the community involved in running the center.
We want to find all kinds of ways to get the entire community out there and make it, you know, anything but a select group. We want a real broad swipe of the community out there enjoying it.
The center was closed last year because of financial issues. The property is 750 acres and includes a 7,000 square foot lodge and trails for mountain biking, cross-country skiing, and hiking. Condon says the nonprofit got a favorable loan from the seller for most of the purchase cost and is now raising funds. The results from this summer's 42nd annual loon tally are in, and Tracy Hart, a wildlife ecologist with Maine Audubon, says the signs are all positive compared to last year.
We have more adult loons counted. We had more chicks counted, more volunteers, and more lakes counted. So everything this year was up.
Maine Audubon estimates the population of adult loons in the southern half of the state is almost 3,200. Hart says while there are good and bad years for loons, the latest numbers indicate the population is stable and healthy and probably growing if the upward trend continues for a few more years. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, getting outside in the wintertime. I'm Nicole Ogrisco. Thanks for listening.